Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 6, 1900 America, New York, AUD, USD steadies after NFP triggers drop as traders eye China PMI. AUD, USD is slightly higher in early Asia-Pacific trade as markets eye Chinese PMI data. A light week ahead on the economic docket may leave prevailing risk trends intact. February 6, 1650 America, New York, first FT, Olympic athletes complain of COVID quarantine conditions. Plus, India mourns death of Bollywood star Lata Mangeshkar and EU prepares for potential energy crisis. February 6, 1500 America, New York, economy week ahead, trade, inflation, layoffs. U.S. inflation is expected to hit a multi-decade high in January. February 6, 1429 America, New York, the work of the 1%. And of many others who are not in the top 1%. I just finished being discussion leader of a colloquium on liberty and power in Fort Lauderdale. It was glorious to go into various establishments without wearing a mask. February 6, 1422 America, New York, the culture that is Portland. She understands how privileged she is. She describes her anxiety as a luxury problem. But still, the plastic toys in the bathtub made her anxious. The disposable diapers made her anxious. February 6, 1315 America, New York, a week of significant political and cultural milestones. The 30 years since the Maastricht Treaty was signed and 43 since Iran's Islamic Revolution put today's political challenges into perspective. February 6, 1300 America, New York, stock funds slumped to start 2022. Monthly Monitor. The average fund dropped 6.7% in January. Also, the Super Bowl predictor of the market says to root for the Rams. February 6, 1300 America, New York, Dutch central bank head calls for ECB to raise interest rate in fourth quarter. Klaus Knot says bank should stop bond purchases that are adding fuel to fire. February 6, 1157 America, New York, NGDP targeting and libertarianism. Since 2009, I've spoken to many libertarian audiences. One point that I keep coming back to is that NGDP targeting minimizes severe recessions, and severe recessions lead to non-libertarian policies. February 6, 1154 America, New York, where Fox News and Donald Trump took us. Roger Ailes understood the appeal Mr. Trump had for Fox viewers. He didn't foresee how together they would redefine the limits of political discourse. Chris Wallace interviewed President-elect Donald J. February 6, 11 o'clock America, New York, markets week ahead, NASDAQ 100, US dollar, CPI, euro, British pound, UK GDP. The NASDAQ 100 rose last week, but not without giving up most gains as the US dollar rose on a stellar jobs report. 40-year high CPI keeps volatility risk elevated. February 6, 11 o'clock America, New York, investors flock to savings bonds for protection against inflation. They have all sorts of advantages for those worried about rising prices. One caveat, there is no secondary market. February 6, 11 o'clock America, New York, weekly fundamental gold price forecast, rising rates still problematic. Sovereign bond yields continue to rise while inflation expectations pull back. It's not a good mix for gold prices. February 6, 1030 America, New York, Sunday assorted links. 1. MIA. For $995, LoveCloud will fly you and a partner in a private airplane for 45 minutes so that you can have sex. NYT, 2. What is working in Panama? 3. February 6, 1003 America, New York, Bengals, Rams, Bitcoin, crypto ads invade Super Bowl. Crypto companies are shelling out top dollar for Super Bowl ads as they strive to become household names. February 6, 1003 America, New York, Bengals, Rams, Bitcoin, crypto ads invade Super Bowl. Crypto companies are shelling out top dollar for Super Bowl ads as they strive to become household names. February 6, 10 o'clock America, New York, what we don't know about the stock market. Big tech stocks are having outsize moves partly because investors are wrestling with major unknowns, any of which could hit stocks hard. February 6, 9 o'clock America, New York, U.S. trade policy needs a radical redesign. Chinese strategy makes it unrealistic to return to the one world, two systems vision of the 1990s. February 6, 8:50 America, New York, bond market signals room for Fed to raise rates without stalling economy. Investors bet strength of U.S. recovery will outlast rapid policy tightening. February 6, 8 o'clock America, New York, China's slowdown to limit global growth but not undermine world economy. Lukewarm demand from China poses risks to commodity producers, but it could ease inflationary pressure and global growth is still expected to be higher than in the years leading up to the pandemic. February 6, 8 o'clock America, New York, lawmakers, regulators seek to rein in fees carriers charge at ports. U.S. shippers say they have been charged for delays over which they have no control, on top of the skyrocketing cost of moving cargo in the pandemic. February 6, 7:35 America, New York, worst to come for food price rises, Tesco boss says. Boss John Allen tells the BBC costs will rise further and the plight of people on low incomes troubles us. February 6, 7 o'clock America, New York, the week in business, a strong jobs report. The jobs numbers were better than expected. But Meta's earnings were weaker, sending its stock plunging. CNN's top executive resigned, and the Olympics have begun. February 6, 7 o'clock America, New York, Twitter and Pfizer earnings in focus after FAANG deliver divergent results. Wall Street equities had a rollercoaster week as FAANG earnings boosted market volatility. An uneven picture underscored challenges and opportunities ahead for big tech names. February 6, 7 o'clock America, New York, airlines face unexpected safety issue in pandemic, more bird strikes. Airlines are seeing a rising rate in potentially dangerous bird collisions, as airports handled fewer flights during the pandemic and birds moved in. February 6, 5:37 America, New York, asset managers digitizing distribution, BNY Mellon. Fund houses are pushing wealth managers in Asia to digitize product sales and information flows. The post asset managers digitizing distribution, BNY Mellon appeared first on digital finance.